Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. Today I'm coming at you with an espresso shot of a solo episode. For Kylie and I, when we broke up. So it was over. There was not like a intentional period. That's why we created it in the book, because we saw if someone could have guided us through this, that would have been incredibly, incredibly helpful. But the relationship had to end, the former relationship. And when we came back, so the time apart, we actually had no contact. Like for Kylie and I, when we came back together, we created a dating container. So the container had no penetrative sex, but we could be intimate. Creating an actual container that also has guidelines about, are we seeing other people? Is there contact? Is there not? You know, all that kind of stuff is very important. And so you need to be explicit about what you need, and that the other person gets to decide if they can meet that and they're willing to or not. A lot of times when people, and I'm giving a dramatic example, but they cheat, they don't want to talk about the cheating. They just put it, it's fine, let's just work through this, but we don't have to talk about it, because they don't have the capacity for the shame of what they did. And they also don't have the capacity to hold the level of what their shadow is capable of. Because this is the challenge: when someone identifies as being virtuous or a good person, quote unquote, they actually can't see that the very gateway to their shadow is the belief that they'd never do anything wrong. And so what we're really saying is, you're a human. You did something that was unhealthy and hurt somebody. That's okay. But like, let's learn from it. Let's use the wisdom of the experience to transform our relationship. March brings many fantastic transitions. Daylight savings time not being one that I love, except for that you get that extra hour back in the evening. But it's also the shift to spring, and I do love that. I love the shifts of seasons, and I have felt that I need additional support in order to navigate these changes that allow me to be in harmony with nature while also maintaining the pace that I have for my daily personal and professional schedule with our book launch. Enter Boncharge, a wellness brand that has become a staple for me. Built on science and inspired by nature, Boncharge seamlessly integrates ancestral wisdom into our modern-day chaos. The premium wellness products cover everything from enhancing sleep to boosting performance, energy, and speedy recovery. Blue light glasses, red light therapy, EMF management, circadian-friendly lighting, you name it. They've got the whole toolkit to tackle the challenges of our fast-paced lives. My absolute favorite thus far is the infrared sauna blanket. I don't know about you, but I'm currently in need of some serious stress relief this season, and this blanket is my sanctuary. I can relax in the comfort of my house, wrapped in this warm blanket. It raises my heart rate like I'm in a workout, which burns up to 600 calories in one session. It's also stress-free to set up, taking seriously less than a minute to prep, and it heats up really fast. It was surprising. Perfect to fit around my schedule and even in small pockets of time. The infrared sauna blanket is a great addition to my wellness routine, helping me both calm my nervous system and achieve my health goals naturally. So if you're in need of some extra support this season, give Boncharge's infrared sauna blanket a try to help become more grounded. Go to boncharge.com/markgroves and use the coupon MARKGROVES to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/markgroves and use the code MARKGROVES to save 15%. We created a container of clarity of what we were creating. And then we did individual and together work the whole time. There was no like, are we in this? It was like, does this feel aligned? Is this actually a fit for both of us? And we kept checking in on that. But there was continuous individual and together work. There's a lot of us. We actually have regrets about our past. And when we have regrets, it becomes a prison, because we imagine a different story where we would have made a different decision and we'd be in a different place. So I remember Carolyn Mace saying that one of the greatest sources of pain we have is the belief that we deserved a different childhood than the one we had. But I would actually extrapolate that to everything. One of the greatest sources of pain we have is the belief that our life should be different than the way it is. So what we're doing is we're fighting reality. And if you fight reality, you're going to end up suffering. So that's the first part, is sitting with the grief that this has frozen you in some ways, and you've been fighting for something that isn't fighting for you. So that's usually can be a childhood sort of re-experience, like we're recreating. Sometimes when we avoid relationships for a long part of our life, it's because the fear of what relationships could be. Yeah. So if I enter a relationship, I don't want to do that because unconsciously, I think relationships lead to X, Y, or Z. If we're being really honest, the path to liberation is to align your life with your values and yourself, and then align with someone else who has similar values. So what you're really discovering is, well, one, how to step closer to relationships that are safe, and two, how to choose yourself when a relationship with someone else is actually causing you to leave your own integrity. Sometimes there's a childhood part of us that wants them to change. Choose me, forget about the baby mama, let's run off into the sunset. Hey, what is possible for a relationship if they just end up teaching you about yourself, but they also end up liberating you and you end up finding someone who's super pumped about the same thing? You don't get out of the grief. That's the trap. You don't get out of it. You transform it. One thing I really love about Francis Weller's work is he says that we live in an ascension culture that's about moving towards the light and expansion and growth and ascension. And what about the descent? The descent into grief. You know, I get emotional thinking about it because, like, that's where everything is. That's where all the love is. And, you know, he has this saying where he says, the soul dwells in the dark.